Joining us right now to discuss the COVID situation in his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me on again this week.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, our death count is at 490 residents. Current active cases, 55 cases. We've had 9 new cases in the last 24 hours. And total cases overall, 29,097. So again, we're definitely trending in the right direction. And, you know, we're continuing to monitor. We're also looking at our wastewater to see if there's a detection of an uptick there as well. I know other municipalities in the Commonwealth are doing the same. So it's kind of where we are right now with COVID numbers here in the City of Champions.
And how are things at the city's hospitals?
Yeah, the numbers are well. I mean, they really are. And again, the folks that work there, we just owe them a great thank you. And, I will tell you, the census numbers are down, and the sick people in the ICU are not there. So it's great news. It's long overdue, and really excited to be able to express these numbers to you this week.
Now, there's been some concern about a variant that has been very much seen in Europe. Is there any concern about that over here?
Well, I know Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, has been tracking it. And Dr. Eno Montesir, our Board of Health Director, has been tracking it. I mean,
we have lost the mayor. We seem to be having some technical difficulties.
So we're going to continue to keep doing testing.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. We seem to have lost you there for a second due to some technical difficulties. Would you mind just repeating what you were saying there?
Yeah, the DPH site, the regional site at the Shaw Center, Brewster Ambulance is sponsoring that. It's being peeled back as of tomorrow, April 1st, one day a week on Saturday. But we're continuing to do our testing and vaccines. Of course, if you're 50-plus, you can get a second booster now, according to the standards of the federal government. So we're continuing to do what we're doing. We're still giving out test kits, at-home test kits as well, Dan. So we're being proactive, but the numbers are really trending in the right direction, thank God.
Now, another thing I wanted to ask you about, it seems the city has been able to hold more outdoor observances in the past few weeks as things have been improving.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to, again, do the Sprockton stands for Ukraine flag raising. We did the Irish flag raising, Greek independence flag raising, and, we've been able to do that. I actually hosted yesterday 21 mayors from throughout Massachusetts came to Brockton. I hosted the MMA, Mass Municipal Association's Mayor's Conference at the War Memorial on West Elm Street. And, we did it in a safe manner. And again, it was really great to be able to have face-to-face conversations and best practices. And we had some mayors that traveled a couple hours to come down to the City of Champions. So it was really a good day yesterday here in Brockton.
And the city also got a visit from the Lieutenant Governor.
We did. Lieutenant Governor Polito was here. Brockton was the host site for public safety staffing grant, and Brockton benefits over $500,000, $525,000. We're getting $250,000 on the police side, $275,000 on the fire side. So it was great to have 9 municipalities visit Brockton City Hall, and I can showcase it. And it was great that she came, and we were really thankful for the staffing grant. It's really, really helpful to the city.
And the city also received a budget presentation award.
We did. It was 2 years in a row at GFOA, and it hadn't happened in the history of Brockton budgeting until last year. And I'm really thankful for the leadership of the CFO, Troy Claxon's office. And we put in again for year 2, and we were just notified that we were the recipient again. So it really speaks volumes for the collaboration of good budgeting. And I do look forward to presenting the proposed budget to the City Council. It will probably happen in early June, and that will be called by Jack Lally, the Council President. But it's all about, making sure it's transparent and it's done in a manner that's, user-friendly. And again, GFOA certified it the second year in a row we received the award here in Brockton.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we are going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I will not be speaking to you next week. I'm traveling to Washington, D.C. to meet with the federal delegation about some additional infrastructure money and ARPA money. So I will not be here next week, but I will talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you. Be well. Bye-bye.